Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
That's right, and today is a special edition of Sports on a Sunday Morning because it's winter warm-up time. Tom Ackerman joins us now from the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. And thinking about Bob Costas and his dear friend Bob Uecker, who passed away earlier this week. We lost another great one. He passed away at the age of 90, just an icon in Brewers history among their broadcast team. But, of course, he played for the Cardinals in 1964 along the same lines as Mike Shannon. They became broadcasters right around the same time. And, you know, what Mike Shannon meant to the Cardinals, Uecker certainly meant to the Milwaukee Brewers. And we miss them both a lot.
Absolutely. Bob Uecker, one of my favorites of all time. So what happens today? What's going on with the winter warm-up?
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a lot of players coming by Cardinals Nation to visit. And I think, you know, one of the storylines we need to pursue today is talking to these young players about what they are going to do to contribute to the Cardinal tradition. You know, we've got two of the minor league best players and the two minor league players of the year for the Cardinals, pitcher and player. Quinn Matthews is a tremendous talent, and he had, you know, 40% of the batters he faced, he struck out, first of all. I mean, that is just a staggering percentage. He is a pitcher, a lefty, who has a great fastball changeup combo. He can move the ball around, but he gets strikeouts. And the lefty is going to be, I think, knocking on the door of the rotation even this season. He has burst his way through the minor leagues, and I think he's ready to bust through. And the catcher, Jimmy Crooks, is also very good. The Cardinals have some catchers, as you know, in place in Pedro Pajes and Ivan Herrera as 1-2, and that's because Wilson Contreras is going to be the first baseman. He has moved over there to give those two an opportunity. Now, Herrera is the better offensive player. Pajes is the better defensive player. But both catchers are going to see time. Crooks, meanwhile, the Texas League MVP and the Cardinals Minor League Player of the Year. So, again, they are rich at the catcher position. And people are very high on what Jimmy Crooks can do at the plate also. He's not just a good defensive player. He is a hitter. And that should be fun to talk to both of them. Michael Ciani, the Cardinals center fielder, what steps will he take moving forward? And will they give Lucan Baker the opportunity to show what he can do? It might be up to him in spring training to continue to hit for power. So those four will be with us. But we'll also talk to three players who were once considered prospects and are now moving into a more prominent veteran role. Matthew Liberatore, who I just went on the caravan with, he's going to be live with us at 10:15 this morning. The lefty was a former starter, now is a reliever and a good one, former first-round pick. Mason Wynn, you know, if you look around all of the Cardinals' positions, who's the one player that you know is going to be at that particular position, except for Nolan Arenado, who is still on the team, but the Cardinals have publicly said they are trying to trade him. That player would be Mason Wynn. There's one person where you know he is not out of position. Wynn is the shortstop, and he is a really special talent. He's going to be joining us. And by the way, a great conversationalist. I've spent some time with him in the past, so he'll be with us at 10:30 today. And then 10:45, Alec Burleson, who's emerged as one of the younger leaders on this team, has a very good bat. I thought he improved his defense last year, but his bat was special. He finally, with his hard hit rate, was able to find holes in the defense and get on base, drive in runs, score runs. I thought he was a big part of the offense and probably their best hitter start to finish, even though I think their best hitter period last year was Wilson Contreras. And if Contreras is healthy, he's going to be that first baseman, not Burleson, but Burleson can play in the outfield and he can also play at DH. So he's going to get some at-bats. That's our group today, Scott. We're going to have seven Cardinals players on Sports on a Sunday morning and can't wait to get after it.
And then the coverage continues at noon all the way till 3 with Joe Pott, right?
Yeah, Joe's going to have some good ones too. I mean, Ryan Lutis, Jose Fermin, I'll be talking to them along with Joe. Pedro Páez is going to jump in at noon. Michael McGreevy, Andre Pallante, Riley O'Brien, Zach Thompson, Jordan Walker, Ryan Fernandez, Matt Kuperniak. I mean, they're just going to be handing players to us right and left. So Joe is going to handle those last 3 hours today. And then tonight is the Baseball Writers Dinner at the Missouri Athletic Club, and I'll be there interviewing Quinn Matthews and Jimmy Crooks again up on stage. So we're going to get a little preview time today, the three of us, before we go on stage tonight. I'll also talk to Tony Vitello, the manager of the Tennessee Volunteers, who won the college national championship. So a fun night tonight at the Baseball Writers Dinner as well, in which the 85 team is going to be honored. Ozzie Smith will receive the red medal. We're going to hear from the Baseball Man of the Year, Ryan Helsley, and on and on. It's going to be a good night tonight.
Well, since most of us don't have the opportunity to be on the caravan as you are, can you tell us a little bit about that?
The caravan's great. You can always come out and see the players, and there are two other caravans that are heading out today, run by Polo Asensio on one of them and Matt Pauley on the other. Chip Carey, Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne, John Rooney, and I handled yesterday and Friday. My caravan had Andre Pallante, Matthew Liberatore. We had Riley O'Brien and Matt Kuperniak. So three pitchers, and then Kuperniak, who's a good hitter. He actually has led the International League in hits last year. Really nice outfielder. Kyle McClellan and Benji Molina were the alumni. So we go out with a group of Cardinals marketing staff and ticket staff, and basically the job is to go out and talk Cardinal baseball with the fans, to bring the players to the fans. And the fans come out, they get autographs, the kids have a blast. Fred Bird was with us as well, which always makes for an interesting bus trip. But we had a great crew, and so we ride on these very nice luxury RVs, and we travel to these cities. So we went to Springfield, Missouri. We spent the entire day there on Friday. We got there in the morning at the ballpark. We visited with some VIPs and sponsors. Then we went out to the fans and did a program for them. Then we visited Mercy Hospital and Cox Health, their hospital as well, in Springfield. And then our job wasn't finished. We went to Great Southern Bank Arena. We went to the Bass Pro Tournament of Champions, their big basketball tournament there, high school showcase, and we visited with fans there. We went out on the floor, and I introduced the players to the crowd. They got a great reception. We went to Joplin yesterday and then back up through Rolla before we made our way home. And the one thing I always enjoy are the stories. Fans love to share with us why they became a fan, why they fell in love with baseball in the first place. And it really reminds you of how special this game is and how it connects all of us. It's not always about what you see right in front of you. And, of course, you want this 2025 team to be good. And I think, you know, they're hearing all of the people talking about how they're not going to be great this year. I don't know about all that. I think these young players are ready to go out and prove themselves. Sonny Gray, Wilson Contreras, maybe even Nolan Arenado may have something to show off as well. This team might not be that bad based on what Milwaukee did last year with a team that was thought to be nothing. The year before that, people pretty much wrote off the Marlins, and they made the playoffs as Skip Schumacher. So you know, it's a team that I think connected with their fans from that standpoint on the caravan, but it's also a reminder of all of the players and the memories that put our Cardinals, you know, fandom, the Cardinals fandom, all these fans out there, first and foremost, why they did it in the first place. You know, they love being around baseball. They love to talk to their parents about it. Their grandparents handed it down. So really a fun weekend from that standpoint. I look forward to more of the same today.
Let's talk a little NFL playoffs. The Chiefs do what they usually do. They play a close game. They end up pulling it out in the end, 23-14 at Arrowhead. That means they're going to host the AFC Championship. Do you have any concerns with this team? I mean, it's kind of a ridiculous question because they're, what, 16-1 now. But all their games seem to be close. And do you have any concerns heading into that game?
I mean, we talked about it on the caravan. Yeah, we talked about it on the caravan bus. We were all watching the game yesterday as we made our way back up through the state. I think that they're a very, very good football team. And I think they're fooling everybody into thinking that they're not as good as they used to be. They're every bit as good as they used to be because of their defense.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then Mahomes is opportunistic. Now, you could say that they got a lot of help from the officials yesterday, and you'd be correct. I think that the officiating was not great yesterday, and it worked in the Chiefs' favor. But that doesn't mean anything now. I mean, they've got another game ahead of them against Buffalo, against Baltimore, one of those two. And Houston's a good football team, man. I mean, Houston made the Chargers look ridiculous. They intercepted Herbert, what, three or four times. He'd never been intercepted that many times. It's a good defense that I don't think the Chiefs – I think the Chiefs had to be very careful with. You cannot get into a situation where takeaways can burn you, which is what we saw last night in Detroit. I mean, if you're careless with the football, these other teams will take advantage. And five takeaways, five turnovers did in the Lions yesterday, among other things. So you got to really, really watch it. And so Kansas City's a smart team. Andy Reid is a very smart coach. And if I were a Chiefs fan, I would trust in that coach and what they will have prepared for either Buffalo or Baltimore. And yes, it will be very difficult to beat those two teams, but this is the AFC Championship, it's supposed to be. And the Chiefs are very experienced in these situations. And what we saw yesterday was the two best players on the field connecting with each other, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. They still are the best, and they won't be in the Pro Bowl. You know, Mahomes is sitting out the Pro Bowl with Burrow and Allen and Jackson representing the AFC, and I get that. But he's still the best. He's still the best one of all of them. He still makes all the plays. He still has the smarts, and he had Kelce yesterday for 117 yards. Pretty impressive. And then real quick, yes, Washington was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love Jaden Daniels. I've been talking about him for the entire year. I've talked about him for two, 3 years. I feel like he is a big-time player, and he even surprised me by how good he was on a big stage under pressure, but that's who he is. He's played in monster games in the SEC, and now he's at this level, and he did in the Lions, and they did it to themselves too. And now they have to sit there on it for another year and wonder what happened, and, you know, another year of off-season of misery for them, I suppose. But a great win for Washington.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels has been very impressive. And, yeah, the Lions, it's a tough one for their fans because they had a great opportunity against, a sixth seed at home. That's going to be a tough one to get over for the offseason. But we move forward. Tom Ackerman looking forward to Sports on a Sunday Morning coming up at 10 from Ballpark Village. Winter warm-up. Thanks, as always.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Total Information AM Sunday rolls on in the next hour. We have three good things. We have Roaming St. Louis. I went to the Neon Museum of St. Louis. I bet you didn't even know there was one, but there is. Johnny Rabbit, This Week in Health, and more. Stay tuned.